Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. At a security summit in Munich today, it's tense between Russia and the West. Secretary of State John Kerry is sharply criticizing Russia for its actions in both Ukraine and Syria.
Our European partners, you deserve enormous credit for showing the resolve you have shown and the common purpose you have summoned in order to stand up to Russia's repeated aggression.
Russia's prime minister is accusing NATO of restarting the Cold War. Kerry says he's determined to make a temporary ceasefire in Syria work, but Russia's foreign minister is skeptical it will successfully be put in place in a week. The U.S. Air Force has removed one of its senior weapon buyers for not disclosing that his wife had ties to a major defense contractor. NPR's Nathan Rott reports that the same contractor won an $80 billion contract from the Air Force just last year.
Richard Lombardi was the Air Force's acting acquisition chief since December 1st. During that time, the Air Force awarded an $80 billion contract to defense contractor Northrop Grumman for its new long-range bomber. Lombardi self-reported that he had failed to report that his wife had a retirement account with Northrop on his financial disclosure form. The Air Force has moved Lombardi out of acquisition and says that he was not a part of the team that selected Northrop for the long-range bomber. Competing defense contractors Boeing and Lockheed Martin have already protested the contract. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
Commercial airlines could begin offering flights from the U.S. to Cuba later this year under a bilateral agreement that will be signed Tuesday by Obama administration officials in Cuba. NPR's David Shaper has more.
The agreement will allow for up to 20 commercial airline flights a day from U.S. cities into Havana and up to 10 a day into nine other Cuban cities. The State Department's Tom Engel says expanding travel is a key element in President Obama's effort to normalize relations with Cuba.
This is more people-to-people contacts, and that's just all to the good of mutual understanding between two countries that obviously have had strained relations for decades.
The bidding between airlines on routes into Cuba is expected to be fierce. Travel restrictions will remain in place, though, so Americans will not be able to travel to Cuba for tourism. David Shaper, NPR News.
That ban's been in place for more than a half century. Authorities in central Pennsylvania are reporting several people are dead after a pileup on a highway involving more than 50 vehicles. Officials say more than a dozen have been taken to hospitals. It happened this morning on eastbound lanes of I-70 in Bethel Township, 75 miles northwest of Philadelphia. It's not clear what caused the accident, but James Steffi, who lives near the crash site, tells WHP it was snowing hard when it happened.
Got up this morning and saw it snowing, and it just sounded like two bombs went off. We thought it was thunderclouds, and my wife ran up over the hill and saw the accident.
And officials say bad weather is likely the cause. This is NPR. With the five-week occupation of the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge now over, NPR's Martin Costi says the FBI is carefully surveying the scene the occupiers left behind.
Law enforcement's been moving cautiously because the last group of occupiers had built up rudimentary defenses around their campsite and possibly booby traps. The feds took that risk seriously because flammable liquids were stored at the refuge, but so far nothing's been found rigged up to go off. During the occupation, militants repeatedly said that they were taking care not to damage the property, but toward the end, the final occupiers admitted that their campsite was turning into a mess. One official called it a shanty town. The FBI is also gathering evidence. 16 of the former occupiers have been indicted on charges of conspiracy to impede federal officials through intimidation and threats of violence. Martin Costi, NPR News.
In Mexico City today,
tarde o temprano, la vida en sociedad se vuelve un terreno fértil.
Pope Francis, on his first full day in Mexico City, demanding that Mexican political leaders and Catholic bishops work to fight the threat posed by the drug trade. Francis says political leaders have to make sure their constituents have basic needs, and he says the Catholic Church has to help Mexicans escape the violence and corruption that plagues the country. Earlier, tens of thousands of cheering people lined Francis's motorcade route to see the Pope ride around in his Popemobile. It's a three-day weekend for Wall Street after stocks ended the day Friday with gains. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.